Hello guys, and welcome back to Teenery with your girl the Hooligan. And I know I've been doing, you know, y'all give me auto stuff and stuff like that, but I'm here, I'm listening, I'm also gonna do manga, but her Patreon be going wild. So of course this is 18 and plus. My whole show has always been 18 and plus, so if you're not, please leave. Come on man, don't do this to me. Alright, so, now that we got it started, I have to say, gang orca. Okay, just stop. Whatever you're doing, stop. Okay, I'm on TikTok, alright, because my life consists of working, TikTok, and, like, Spotify, basically just music and dumbassery, and by dumbassery, I mean art, so... If you want to follow me on TikTok, it's at BaddieB, and I'm not going to spell it here. It's going to be in the description, so feel free to look that up. Okay. We were talking Gang Orca. What is life anymore? I don't know. She updated her Patreon, obviously, and she's been putting new videos out, and some of them have been going wild. Like wild. So I did a review with my friend M, and that was great. That was amazing. But I don't feel like she was in it to win it, and I'm in this to win it. So let's talk about Gang Orca, which is like my favorite one so far that she has out. She's a lot of them new ones out. But Jesus Christ, my dude, 24 inches and two of them. Can I say that would break a person? But I'm here for this buffoonery. I'm here. I've been here. You know, I don't know where I'm going because my life is going down a rabbit hole of insanity. But I'm here for it. Like, you know what I mean, baby girl. Yeah. So that was fucking nuts, though. And of course, I have to follow up with the what the fuck was the hood. I'm not for the Nunu, okay? The Nunu, that's not for me. Like, that's an absolute no. But, one that got me on some whole shit was the Dom Tamaki on the phone. You know, so look at me, buddy. Not as good as a one-man gambang by, you know, Gang Orca, but a close second. My dude, she is going in. I couldn't believe my ears. I was like... But of course, you cannot forget my favorite husbando, Aizawa. Taming the Brat. Okay, my dude. Thicker than a Coke bottle. I'm gonna need to know what kind of Coke bottle. And if you listened, you know what I'm talking about. That Coke bottle. Let me play that clip for you right now, baby girls. Baby girls and boys. Because you know what? I don't judge. It is what it is.
That's right. She begged like a nice little kitty cat. Maybe I'll consider it. Fucking so deep with this cock. Yeah, it's bigger than a fucking Coke bottle. You like that? Yeah.
Yes, I do. I do like that. I'm fucking evil. But, okay. What kind of Coke bottle? Like a glass Coke bottle or like a plastic Coke bottle? Are we talking 2 liter? Are we talking like 16 ounces? Like, I need measurements. My girl, I need to know right now. I need to know yesterday. That's how badly I need to know. And of course, we can't forget about the comfort audience. But before I even hit that, can we step back for a second and talk about Vampire Dobby? Like, just step back for like one good hot second. Vampire Dobby can have my soul. if you wanted it. I'm not gonna say anything crazy. I'm just saying Vampire Dove can get it, and so can Levi. This man is so short. I don't technically like short men, but this traumatized human being can also get it. I am now a lieutenant, and I am proud, and... Oh, I'm gonna burn, and I hope this holy water, like, sprays that you can, perfumes that you can make to help with this fragrance of sin and debauchery. So, also, just for funsies, of course, I was gonna add, My Very First Love by Azal Ashai, which I call Bun Dude from Haiku, but you know what, I was like, you know what, this is a better one. There's an even better one out there, and I need to give this one a shout out because it deserves it. Not So Fast, okay, by Kuro from Haiku. This dude, I don't even know where to begin. I don't know where to end. I don't know where my life is. I don't know what I've done with my mind. I think I placed it in the jar somewhere and I'm just talking on my But Jesus King Christ, my dude, this woman is amazing. And of course, I told you guys I've been trying to lose weight or whatever. Like, I've mentioned that a couple times, so I've been like going jogging, and honestly, these have been motivation for me to get my butt up and become skinny enough for one of these dudes to carry me. I know technically some of them are superheroes and they should be able to. I know I'm a big girl, but they should be technically able to. But just in case, if these guys ever come into the real world, I want to be domed by them. And I hope she's listening to this because, first off, Aizawa needs to slap me across the face. Let's just be honest. She needs to slap me across the face and step on me because that's what I'm into, and I have no shame in my game. It's cool. It's good, baby bird. Yeah, you guys are out there. I've been listening. I see y'all. I'm on Discord as well. Yeah, hilarious. But when it comes to comfort audios, I was actually surprised by how much I loved your Gorgeous As It Gets, a fat gun comfort corners for self-image when, like, you know, body issues. And as someone who suffers from body dysmorphia sometimes, in and out, I know people who struggle with it even worse than I do, honestly. I have to say that, God, that gave me the feels. Like, I was just in my feelings. I was ready to sit there and go on Amazon and buy, like, a fat gum, like, sweater. Like, that's how in love I became. Also, the southern accent is like a little charm, a little extra charm. Put me some sweet tea. I don't even like sweet tea. I'm a bitter tea kind of person, but I would drink that sweet tea if he handed it to me. I'm gonna say that right here, right now. And I promise you guys, I will let you know what's on my unlocked screen. And it's actually Shinzo. It's a picture of Shinzo from Pinterest. I'm not sure who the artist is. And it's him surrounded by, like, white lilies. And before that, it was Kirishima surrounded by honey. You know, the dripping honey one. You know which one. You know, everybody knows. Yeah, I know, if not on TikTok. Yeah, I know. You know, Tokubel. But that was just like a short little recap of what's new, what's in, what I'm like going crazy for. And I'm gonna go in next episode with actual manga, some yaoi, some boys love boys, because I've been reading a good couple of them and I have some things to say, because god damn it, manga has changed from when I was like a teen. Like, I'm an adult now, obviously. I don't know any shit. But like, oh my god, just the art style is extremely different. And it's so beautiful. Manhwas are having their days. And so yeah, next episode will be about boys loving boys, Maui, yaoi recommendations. Alright, so for now, my